Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. This morning, let's explore the incredible power of the human mind in action when it understands the truth of itself and acts from that understanding. The clearest thinkers who've ever lived, who have shared in many different ways a beautiful concept we can put in today's idea and understanding, and that is, there is one life, it is God, it is my life. There is one mind in this universe. That mind is the mind of God, and that mind is my mind right now. If you develop this awareness, you will find yourself developing the control or the direction of your own thinking, understanding that it is done unto you as you believe, not if you believe, but as you believe. You begin to realize that you are at that point conquering any turbulence that might have been going on in your thinking before you made the discovery and let it be your way. In learning to guide ourselves from this higher understanding, from love, from health, from unlimited possibility, we find ourselves drawing on a greater idea of the power we already are and allowing ourselves at that moment to be the availability of the awareness in action in the now we're in. To accomplish our greatest successes, all we have to do is give birth to a new application of creativity, and as we do this, we reach a higher and higher and higher state of living. We find ourselves honoring and being the truth, and as we do, freedom unfolds. Know the truth, it will set you free. With children, as we begin to observe the first part of their lives, they say have the job of manager, and then one day they fire you, and at that point you have to become a consultant. Well, the same thing in your own life. Sometimes we have to manage ourselves to move in a positive way until we relieve ourselves from the self-motivation factor and become the self-realization factor, and then we can consult ourselves from a higher definition. This morning, a challenge. Let us each become a greater victory. A greater victory in action right now where we are. Right now where you are. When you do this and let it unfold into your day and then your week and then your month and then your year, you find yourself free from lack, free from limitation in thinking, and begin to experience it in your life experience, in your event. Let us, beginning today, each be a victory for greater good and more abundance in our lives, and a victory in action becomes what? It becomes a victory for the true self that we are. Not to overcome the world, but to transform ourselves by the renewing of our mind. Every constructive word that we use by way of thinking is ready, willing, and able to become a lasting victory in our own mind. For what? For richer living, happier living, healthier living. In Psalms 92:4, it states, "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through my work. I will triumph in the works of my hand. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." Psalms 92:4. Let's go to John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Isn't that saying that this thing that made us out of itself is everywhere at once? We are the highest form of it we know anything about, and as we think, so are we. Why? Because the entire universe is ready to back up our next idea, believed in. You see, when we have an idea and we believe in it, the next thing we need to do is allow that belief to think as us, not just think about the belief, but to think as the belief thinks. William James, one of the greatest thinkers who ever lived, wrote an incredible book, and everyone should have it. And if you really want to give yourself a challenge, sit down with Varieties of Religious Experience and let yourself move through the genius of William James. William James said these words: "The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his mind, his attitude of mind." Now, if we go to the Judeo-Christian Bible, we begin to explore many, many things, and we begin to see the individuals in the stories, and we learn all about their experiences, and we find out that almost all of them experience a tragedy. But what happens in all of the stories in both Old and New Testament is the realization that in almost every story you find a defining moment in their life, and it's not hard to find it, it's there. And when you find that the tragedy always produces an opportunity, and what happens, whether it's Moses or Jesus or David or all of the others that the stories of the Bible is full of, you find that tragedy in their experience generates faith that they can move through it and be unmoved by it. And there is something in them that allows them to move through whatever difficulty there is and lead them to know that there is a power and a glory of God ready to do what they let it do, ready to come forth. As they can conceive, there is an answer, they find the answer. What may be happening in their life at that moment becomes a stepping stone to a greater experience. And my challenge to you this morning, as you listen to these words, allow yourself to look at your life and look at what might be happening in your own life right now, that greater faith in an answer might very well move you into a, not only a deeper understanding of the truth of you, but a freedom in your world you've never known before. What could happen if you took the opportunity to rethink yourself in terms of answer today and allow the opportunity of that choice to deepen your faith in the truth of you? We are what we think, my friends. Listen to the words of Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thought. With our thoughts, we make our world. Jesus said the same thing. It is done unto you as you believe. Booker T. Washington said these wonderful words of wisdom. He said, "We shall prosper as we learn to do the common things of life in an uncommon way. Let down your buckets where you are." That's an interesting statement. The consciousness of unlimited possibility unfolding becomes a wonderful, wonderful experience beyond anything we've ever known before when we take this advice and let down the bucket where we are. What does this mean? It means we can attain a greater understanding of the wonder of ourselves and our immense power for health, for wealth, and happiness when we do something wonderful for ourselves, through ourselves, to ourselves, when we see ourselves as part of a developing universe. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "If a man have found his home in God, his manners, his form of speech, the turn of his sentences, the build of his opinion, will involuntarily confess it, let him brave it out how he will." Let down the bucket where you are. Let down the bucket in such a way, and by this, allow yourself to understand that if you want to master where you want to be, you must first master where you are. We let down the bucket where we are when we wake up to the truth of what is written in 2 Timothy 1:7, where it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Our lives, my friends, are always God's life. And God's life always prospers. God's life in us, as us, is the power that knows what to do and how to do it. Will Rogers stated, "There is more need today for common sense than any other time since people stop having a lot of it. We have the power to correct anything that needs to be correct. We have the power to know that as we let each ending be a beginning and build stronger, higher, happier goals for ourselves, we achieve those goals and more, and we do it with ease. Our ideals become what? Our ideals become our ideas and then come into full expression. Our challenge is to discover the gifts each of us is and open it and give it to our world. How? With love." Dr. Ernest Holmes said in his very first book he wrote in 1919, on page 23, the name of the book is The Creative Mind and Success. Dr. Holmes said, "Nothing in the universe ever stops. Everything is built on a boundless basis, draws from a limitless source, comes forth from an infinite sea of unmanifest life. We speak forth into this life and draw back from it all that we first think into it. Life is always limitless. And the only thing that limits us is our inability to conceive mentally, and we should draw more and more and more from that limitless source." You know, today, my friends, prosperity can be yours, health can be yours, right answers can be yours, new ideas, creativity coming forth, the manifestation of your talent, whatever it is unlike anyone else anywhere. And when we draw on the talent within us and express it, whoa, what happens? We begin to realize that as we give, the universe compensates us by returning that gift, multiplied and overflowing the way we give it. Change, my friends, begins with information. This morning, let's explore the incredible power of the human mind in action when it understands the truth of itself and acts from that understanding. The clearest thinkers who've ever lived, who have shared in many different ways a beautiful concept we can put in today's idea and understanding, and that is, there is one life, it is God, it is my life. There is one mind in this universe. That mind is the mind of God, and that mind is the whole New Thought movement is about empowering and inspiring every student who studies higher truth, the realization within their own heart and mind that you have the ability to make a difference in your world, a positive sense of purpose, the power of positive purpose unfolding. What we are never changes, my friends. We are, though, thinking, therefore what we experience is always thinking. Someone said once, the only thing that will never change in the universe is change itself. What are you focused on? A lot of us have so many things on our metaphysical plate that what we're doing is we're running around being fad metaphysicians. And fad metaphysicians, who are people who understand and know about higher truth, but sometimes they're not willing to give up their fad because the next time a metaphysical fad shows up, they'll be ready for it because their problem is still in place. Ah, what if we were to let go and let greater truth be our way to be all the things that we say we know are true about the universe, true about ourselves? Someone said once very clearly, if you chase two rabbits, you wind up losing both of them. Dr. Ernest Holmes said, I don't care what you practice, just practice one of them. We are in a battle with those who are trying to preserve status quo and find a duality definition of a God sitting up on a throne that has willed limitation as their life. When we wake up then and realize, when we get sick and tired of being sick and tired of that we can change our mind and change our life. We can allow ourselves to look at past irrational behavior and understand that the irrational behavior of a thing does not deny the thing. It is just a condition of the thing, and when we find ourselves getting caught up in it, we might very well be irrational. Why? Because we are letting our emotions do our thinking for us. We're letting our emotions direct our intelligence instead of what we can do, and that is let our intelligence come to life and let it direct our emotions. My intelligence directs my emotions. Therefore, I am a positive sense, a positive purpose in action right now. There is no exception anywhere. Now, somebody said once that God stops tripping those who stop tripping up themselves. John 1:3, we quoted this earlier, but I want you to hear it again. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This leads us to the awareness that we are moving from God, through God, to God. Going back to William James again, listen to the words again. The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude of mind. The indispensable first step to getting the things you want in this life is this. You ready? Decide what you want. Decide that you can move in consciousness to how you will be, how you will experience, how you will feel, what you will give, what you will receive when that which you want comes into full-blown experience in and as your event. Now, embody that feeling and bring it back into the now. A lot of people are like the person sitting in front of the fireplace saying, give me heat and I'll give you wood. My friends, you need to give that fireplace wood. You need to understand that if you operate from completion instead of trying to get there, you will have a different kind of experience. Decide what you want. There is a power, we are told, within us. We are told to stop looking for it outside of ourselves and find it within us. And when we do, we discover that the beautiful thing we have discovered is the power of nonstop greater good unfolding in our life as our life. All your dreams, my friends, are waiting for you to come true. Somebody said once that they found freedom when they discovered that only truth is truth if it leads you to yourself. This made a major impact on me because at the time I heard this, I was looking for it outside of me. I was trying to find a guru, a mantra, a meditation, something that would do it to me until I woke up one day and recognized, yes, it will, if I let go and let it do it through me, as me. Truth is not truth unless it leads you to yourself. Another way of saying this is let the way of your heart be the heart of your way. If you let the heart of the universe manifest as your awareness, if you do this and know that the power within you as you does know what to do and how to do it, all of a sudden you discover that you are lowering the bucket where you are. You're paying attention. Now is nothing more than the frame of eternity. What frame are you in? Is your frame in the now a frame of yesterday, or is it a frame of some future? What you need to do is bring the future you would love to have into the now. Jesus taught the finished kingdom. Jesus understood that the power, or God, or the Father, as he called it, is ready, willing, and able to become what? As we think in our heart, so are we. Now, in Mark 1:15, it says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. At hand. Doesn't that mean now? If it is, then this moment in eternity is what we're responsible for. If you can look at today and say, my time is indeed fulfilled, I give my best to everything that enters my life today. If you can affirm that now is the accepted time, You know, we are advised now is the accepted time. Now are we the sons of God. Now we are the offspring of the infinite. Now we are divine mind having a human experience. The kingdom of God is here now, we are told. The divine spirit is the reality of ourself, we are told. It was Tennyson who said, "Closer is he than breathing and nearer than hands and feet." Repent ye, which the Bible is full of, means change your consciousness. And when we change our consciousness from a belief in duality, from a belief in a power opposed to good, what happens? We begin to embrace something new and beautiful. We begin to embrace a greater idea. We begin to embrace not only the truth of our being, but we begin to celebrate it in everyone else. This is what our wonderful brothers and sisters in Hinduism say so beautifully. Namaste. The God in me greets the God in you. Namaste. The love in me greets the love in you. Namaste. The intelligent creativity within me honors it within you. You see, this is the celebration of pure selfhood. There is something, we are told, that is forever awaiting our recognition, and it is pure selfhood. The mystics have taught very clearly that the throbbing pulse of original cause activates every atom of our being. The throbbing pulse of original cause is everything you are. Look around. It's evident in your world. If you look for it, you'll find it. The kingdom of God is at hand. It always is. It stands serene in the self-contemplated knowledge of our own perfection when we let go and let this awareness be our awareness. It is unmoved and unconscious of anything unlike itself. It is wholeness. It is purity. It is givingness. So I have a challenge for you today, my friends. My challenge for you today is to put on a new garment, a garment of beauty, of love, of peace. Know today that your thought is centered from love, through love, to love, that it is your motive today, that only good will enter into your experience because only good is coming forth from you. Rejoice today, my dear friends, in your power to select thoughts, to select motives, to select cause. Let yourself celebrate and thrill as your physical body demonstrates the health it is in truth, that your physical world demonstrates the health it is in truth. Know that as you move forward today, divine presence is permeating through you, uniting you with all the abundant good that is yours by right of consciousness. The kingdom of God is within you. Your body is the temple of the living God. So today, let go and let your heart rejoice in the thanksgiving that the truth is revealed to you in a way you understand and celebrate. Know today that you are as free as an eagle soaring the heights of a mountaintop. You are perfect peace. You are perfect harmony, my friends. Heaven surrounds you right now. Honor it. As the master teacher said 2,000 years ago, you may search low for it here or low for it there. It is within you. Let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way today, my friends, and celebrate the best of you everywhere at once. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, California, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakehall Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the Hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakehow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose, again, be your wonderful way.
Join us every Wednesday evening in May for an in-depth study of Raymond Charles Barker's landmark work, The Power of Decision. The only book of its kind, The Power of Decision has been hailed as one of the very few genuine masterpieces of New Thought metaphysical literature. Tonight, Wednesday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m., join Master Instructor Reverend Mary Jo Sperry speaking on the topic, Decide to be Creative. Reverend Mary Jo will deliver a clear and useful interpretation of Raymond Charles Barker's work, paying special attention to the power of creative intelligence and how it works according to our thoughts, choices, and decisions. Next Wednesday, May 27th at 7:30 p.m., join us for our annual spring concert, which will feature our Spiritual Dimensions Choir and special guest artists Bev Barnett and Greg Newland. There is no charge for this event. You can visit Bev and Greg online and listen to their music at www.truewindmusic.com. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on 1450 AM.